welcome back to Nonfiction Friends, where truth is stranger than fiction. If you're listening to this, welcome back.
Welcome back, Josh. To the podcast. Yes, it is us.
We've missed you.
Yes. And if this is your first episode, well, welcome to a very interesting time.
We've missed you too.
We've been on a hiatus for 3 months.
I think so. Ish. Something like that.
Yes. While we have been quarantining and keeping ourselves safe.
What have you been doing in the quarantine, Josh?
I have been playing Animal Crossing.
Like me most, too.
Most of everybody.
Yes.
That has access to a Switch.
Yep. I bought a Switch just for Animal Crossing.
It kept me sane. Yes. And I had lots of fun with it. Yeah. Making my island all the way up to 5 stars.
Oh, you fancy.
I am fancy.
My island is only 3 stars, but I'm perfectly fine with that.
That's perfectly fine.
I'm letting more of my island be more natural.
My island is natural.
Your island's crowded.
It's not crowded. You haven't been to my island since it became 5 stars.
That's true. That's fair.
It's become a beauty now.
Have you been reading in quarantine?
Not in quarantine, but since I've been back to work here,
yeah,
I have been reading a lot more because there's a lot of books that I have missed that I haven't had access to.
That's true. I haven't been reading, and I'm still not reading. I'm a bad librarian.
And by books, I mean comic books.
Comic books, yes.
Lots and lots of comic books.
I haven't even checked out what new comic books have come out. Oh my gosh,
there's
what am I thinking?
So many.
I'm going to have to check that out when we're done.
So many. Did you learn anything during quarantine? Did you learn anything?
I learned how much food it takes to eat to gain 15 pounds. A lot.
It's a lot of food.
And how much movement is required, and that's none. There's no movement required to gain 15 pounds.
And how many shows have you finished?
A lot. A lot of shows.
You caught up on all your...
The Netflix and the Disney Plus and the Hulu and the HBO. I'm all caught up.
I wish I watched more because I feel like I'm always behind on all my TV shows and I'm like, I'll get to it eventually. And then I think during quarantine, I don't remember watching a lot.
I watched way too much television.
I rewatched stuff. I didn't watch new things, I don't think.
I rewatched. You know what we started doing in our quarantine? We have started the Star Wars saga in chronological order.
Of release order or like timeline?
Timeline order.
Okay.
So we started with episode 1 and 2, and now we're watching the Clone Wars.
Clone Wars is episode 2.
Clone Wars is just after episode 2.
Oh, you mean like the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The show.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So you're going like full.
Doing everything.
Jeez.
Yeah. We even had to watch some of the episodes of Clone Wars in a specific order.
Is there like a chart that you're following? Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Found it online. So then when we're finished watching all of Clone Wars, then we watch episode 3 of the movies.
Okay.
So it's going to be a while. It's a long process.
That's a cool process.
Because there's like 6 seasons or something of Clone Wars. It's a lot.
Yeah, and then there's Rebels. And, you
yes.
know, there's...
Rebels is after episode 3?
I think so. I think it's in between 3 and 4.
Yeah, I think so too. I forget the order. I'm just going with the flow.
Is the Mandalorian on there?
Yeah, Mandalorian's in there somewhere. That's
after
6.
Yeah, it's after 6.
Because it's after the fall of the Empire.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. I've actually watched The Mandalorian twice now.
Some would call you a fan.
They'd be right. I'm
they
a big fan.
They would be right.
All right. Well, something else that we did in quarantine and missed talking about is Pride Month.
Yes. We haven't gotten to discuss our favorite Pride literature.
Yeah. So that's what today's episode is about.
Yeah. I thought we'd bring that to you guys. I've been reading a lot of it and...
Mm-hmm.
I want to share that.
Yeah, you want to go first?
Sure, I will go first. I actually am talking about 2 books. I don't have the second one with me because, you know what? I said I was going to bring it and then I didn't bring it.
Yeah, you said you were going to bring it.
It's at my house.
Fail.
I like looking at it. I've read it already, but I like looking at the
Ooh,
physical book.
All right. What is it?
I'll get to that one.
Okay, so suspense.
Yes, I'll get to that one. Yeah, you'll have to tune in next week. No, just kidding.
In 5 minutes.
So the first book I'm bringing to you is called Bloom by Kevin Panetta and the illustrator Savannah Gan. Here we go. See.
Here we go. Right back into it.
Right back into it. Ganucho. Chip.
Yeah.
Chu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ganucho.
Cho. Sure.
Ganucho.
Ganucho. So a little bit about the author. Kevin Panetta lives in Washington D.C.
Nice.
And he has licensed children's comics from Boom Studios. His first co-created own series, Zodiac Star Force, debuted from Dark Horse Comics in August 2015. The illustrator, Savannah, is from New Orleans. She made her start in comics by self-publishing and selling her work in small comic book shops around New Orleans, alongside creating the popular webcomic George and Johnny. Savannah's artwork has appeared in notable publications that include some of the things you guys might have heard, Gem and the Holograms,
yes.
Adventure Time Comics, and nice. Lumberjanes.
Nice.
Bloom is her actually first graphic novel that has been published by First Second. So
all right.
Bloom, I'll read a little synopsis here.
Okay.
So you can know about it. Now that high school is over, Ari is dying to move to the big city with his ultra hip band. You know,
as
it's
you
cool
do.
To have a band.
As you do.
Yeah. If he can just persuade his dad to let him quit his job at their struggling family bakery, though he loved working there as a kid, Ari cannot fathom a life wasting away over rising dough and hot ovens. But while interviewing candidates for his replacement, Ari meets Hector, an easygoing guy who loves baking as much as Ari wants to escape it. As they become closer over batches of bread, as you do.
Yeah.
Bread is very romantic.
Bread is, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Carbs.
Carbs.
Get you every time.
Yeah. Love is carbs.
Love is ready to bloom.
The title.
That is, if Ari doesn't ruin everything. So basically it follows these two boys as Ari's training Hector to run the bakery. Hector actually has a knack for it, like a natural knack for baking. And he's really good at it. But over the course of the book, you know, they just like grow close, grow apart. It's one of the books that I like the most. I like very real world, just like slice of life kind of stuff like that.
Like no drama.
Yeah. Like not too, there's a little bit of drama,
but nothing epic.
Over the top. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just like
short life.
Like love story. Like that nice. Takes encapsulates like in a certain amount of time that's in someone's life. I like coming of age stories especially.
Mm-hmm.
It's my biggest thing. That goes for any sort of media, books, movies, TV shows. It's 100% my thing. And Bloom falls right up that alley. We definitely have it here for you to check out if you want to.
Yeah.
I often put it on the staff recommend shelf. Right now, I believe it's sitting on our Pride display. So go find it.
Yeah.
Or place it on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
What section is it in?
It's actually a teen graphic novel. So
nice.
As is everything I read.
Right.
The second book I want to talk about is... It's not really... So first...
It's not really premise, a book?
Premise. It is a book now. It was first a webcomic.
Okay.
Called Heartstopper. And I was first turned on to this by my wife, who's a big fan of this series, who's trying forever to get me to read this.
See, she knew.
Yeah, she knew. Because after I read Bloom, she's like, oh, you love this. And I'm like, And I'm very wary about starting new things. I just have anxiety about starting new things.
Yeah, especially when there's pressure.
If I don't like, it's like, especially if someone's expecting me to like something,
yeah.
I'm just like, I can't do it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
But so I, like one night, I think it was like, well, like around like 1 or 2 a.m.
Oh my God.
I was bored.
You should be asleep.
I was bored and I didn't have any games to play that night. So I was like, okay, I'll just start it. And my wife was asleep, so she wasn't there to pester me about it.
Pester, oh man.
Look, it's not like she listens to this. She totally does. I'll get in trouble for this later. Anyway, I downloaded like a webcomic reading app or whatever, and I started reading it. And Heartstopper is like, there's like a whole bunch of chapters. Like, there's like a, I don't remember how many chapters. It's like 100 something, or I don't know.
Wow.
It's a very long series.
Yeah.
And I read the whole thing in one night.
Oh.
I didn't go to bed until 5.
Yikes.
But I loved every minute of it.
Yeah, I guess you liked it.
The first volume we just got in not too long ago. I want to say like last month. And it's great if you want to check it out.
Yeah.
It's Heartstopper. You can read the webcomic on Webtoon or whatever. But we have the book here, so I suggest you check it out. You know, physical things are always better.
Yes.
It's better to have in your hands. So I will tell you a little bit about Heartstopper. And you'll see a lot of similarities between Bloom and Heartstopper.
All right.
Charlie, a highly strung, openly gay overthinker, and Nick, a cheerful, soft-hearted rugby player, meet at a British all-boys grammar school.
Nice.
Friendship blooms.
Ah! Oh!
quickly, but could there be something more? Charlie Spring is in year 10 at Truman Grammar School for Boys. The past year hasn't been too great, but at least he's not being bullied anymore. Nick Nelson is in year 11 and on the school rugby team. He's heard a little bit about Charlie, the kid who was outed last year and bullied for a few months, but he's never had the opportunity to talk to them. They quickly become friends, and soon Charlie is falling hard for Nick, even though he doesn't think he has a chance. But love works in surprising ways, and sometimes good things are waiting just around the corner. Now, if I had to choose between these two, if you wanted to choose between these two, I would definitely suggest Heartstopper. Bloom is a great encapsulated novel that is like all in one. It's beginning to end. You have a story that you like that has an ending.
Yeah.
Heartstopper is still going on.
Ooh.
So it's still a continuous.
Like, that's comic. Nice.
Volume one is nice, sweet and short. Very good. I like Heartstopper more because it addresses a lot of like big topics, like eating disorders, depression, and coming out, and finding out whether like you're gay or not.
Right.
And so it does a lot of those big topics, and it does them in very interesting ways, in ways that are educational and both like realistic.
Cool.
So definitely check out either one of these books, and I'll be extremely happy.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
You can always place an order and do curbside pickup. Don't forget, because our library scape looks a little different right now, but
sure does.
We are open, but we do encourage curbside pickup, right?
We do. We sure do.
Very nice. So both of your books are graphic novels.
Yes. They're still books.
Well, my book is a biography. About Jonathan Van Ness. It's an autobiography.
Beautiful.
Called,
the cover's gorgeous.
I'm right. Isn't he wonderful? This is wonderful. It's called Over the Top, A Raw Journey to Self-Love. The back calls it a gorgeous story of transforming pain into positivity, which I think is perfectly describing this book. If you don't know who Jonathan Van Ness is, he's a hairdresser, podcaster, and television personality. Most famous for Netflix's Queer Eye, which is one of my favorite shows.
So we can get him on this podcast.
Yeah. he identifies as non-binary, meaning not exclusively masculine or feminine, and prefers the he, him pronouns. And he is a lover of Pop-Tarts, figure skating, and describes himself as an effervescent, gregarious, majestic, center part, blow-dry, cotton candy, figure skating queen. Which is the best self-description ever. This biography is very open and raw. He talks about all of his past hardships, but it does just radiate positivity. And it's probably one of the best autobiographies I've ever read because it's written exactly like he talks. So you can sort of hear his voice in your head, which I really like. I know there's an audiobook version of it too, which I'd be very interested in checking out because then you actually are hearing it in his voice. But some information on Jonathan. He was born March 28th, 1987 in Quincy, Illinois. He's always been unafraid to embrace his femininity, but he did experience sexual abuse at a young age. But in high school, he was his school's first male cheerleader. So that's nice. In his past, he's overcome addictions to food, sex, and drugs. flunking out of the University of Arizona, but later enrolling in Aveda Institute, where his passion for hairdressing started. He then worked as a hairstylist in Arizona and Los Angeles. At the age of 25, he was diagnosed HIV positive. In 2013, he crossed into the entertainment realm with Gay of Thrones, a comedic take of recaps of Game of Thrones, which, if you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. Definitely look it up because they're great. And then in 2016, he started Queer Eye. And so the rest for that is history. He also has his podcast, Getting Curious, with Jonathan Van Ness, which won an iHeartRadio award in 2019 for the best LGBTQ podcast. So I don't think he's going to come on our podcast.
I mean, we're on iHeartRadio.
It's true. That is true. And this book, Over the Top, was on the New York Times bestseller list. His book, he hoped, would bring attention to gorgeous beauty moments, especially misconceptions about HIV and being HIV positive. And he wants people to realize that you're never too broken to be fixed.
Very positive.
Yeah, it's a very positive. It sounds like a lot of unpositive things to happen to somebody, but it's inspiring the way he still looks at them with positivity and explains how he overcame all of that stuff to be comfortable with himself now.
For sure. That's super cool.
Yeah. Not just a fabulous persona, but a fabulous person too.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to talk about the author of Heartstopper.
Do you want to do it now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'll just throw it out there. Alice Oseman is the author of Heartstopper. She can usually be found staring aimlessly at a computer, at computer screens, questioning the meaningless of existence or doing anything and everything to avoid getting an office job, which is on her Goodreads bio. So that's not just me saying that.
That's the dream.
Heartstopper has been optioned for TV, actually, also.
Oh, that's awesome. So here's hoping.
Here's hoping. But cool.
Very nice. Well, that was a good introduction.
She was born in Kent, England.
Oh, yeah. I know where that is.
Okay. See? I don't know where
Fabulous.
That is.
Fabulous.
Okay. So I think that's going to wrap it up here for us. So we're going to move straight along to our book suggestions and programming
things that
we have going on.
Yes.
Now, during this whole pandemic, our programming has changed quite a bit.
Yes.
We don't have anything going on as of yet in the libraries, but we do have lots of virtual programming such as this for you to enjoy.
Yes.
We have
Story time. With our various children's librarians. Mm-hmm. We have adult programming. We even have live Zoom stuff happening.
Yeah.
You can find all of it in the calendar online.
Yeah. We've even had escape rooms.
Yes. We've got virtual escape rooms.
I've tried them out myself. They are very taxing on my brain. There's lots of smoke coming out my ears. I got stuck in a lot of places that I had to ask for help on. So
I'm not brave enough.
They're very challenging.
Well, that's good. I'll tell you
that. We also have activity packs.
Activity packs go along with the stories, the
story times that you can pick up inside the libraries.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tune into the story times and follow along with your activity pack for something cool.
You can watch story times are live on our YouTube every Wednesday at 10 a.m. And then the activity pack programs are on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2. That's on our YouTube. You can also check the calendar on our website, osceolalibrary.org. So don't book it on down to the library. Book it on over to YouTube.
Yeah, do that.
Now, as for book recommendations, like I said, I haven't been reading, so I don't have any.
I have one. Besides all these great queer books that we have going on for you, the current book that I am reading is called The Cruel Stars. It's a sci-fi novel.
Nice.
By John Birmingham. It reminds me a lot of if you've ever read Ender's Game or if you've ever read or just watched Battlestar Galactica.
Right, of course, yeah.
It reminds me a lot of those two series like combined.
If nice. If
they had a child.
Okay,
so
yeah.
This is this book. It's actually very good so far, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Cool.
Yeah. But I think that's going to be it for us. So be expecting more episodes here in the future from now on.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. But just remember, we love our listeners.
And that's nonfiction, friends.